Right, I'm in the lower ninth now with Laura Paul. Well, actually, Laura's at her office and she's lent me her massive pickup truck and has told me just to drive around and have a look, which is what I'm doing now. And it's a beautiful sunny day. It's fabulous. And I'm just going to have a look. I'm trying to remember where lower9.org is. I think I can work it out now. I'll be able to find my way back, which might be a bit of a challenge. So I'm pulling out onto sort of dual carriageway with a train track running down the middle of it. And I'm just going to see what I can see. 5 years on, you can still see signs of the damage. And there are gaps in rows of houses where there used to be a house. And what I didn't know until Ray Nichols told us it the other night is that 52 of the levees broke. And the houses I'm driving around past now had 12 to 14 feet of water in them for something like 2 weeks. I'm just going to manoeuvre past some kind of truck with a lift on it. It's doing something with lights. Right, back through that now. Quite how sensible it is to be doing this, I have absolutely no idea, because I don't know the area. And there have been all sorts of warnings about what we're supposed to do or not supposed to do. I'm being cut up by other pickup trucks now. Not quite sure what to do. I think drive defensively is what I'm going to do. Okay, crossing some railroad tracks. Yui, here we go. Whoa, this thing's got a huge turn. So, there we go. Okay, right. Right, I've done a Yui. So that's all right. Oh, red light now. What people tell me about driving in New Orleans is you just drive, you need to observe what Peter Hurst and I invented ages ago in California. Green for stoplights. Green means go. Amber means go faster. And red means floor it, but pay careful attention to the steering. And that's a bit what it's like. When Laura chucked the keys at me and said, go and drive around for an hour while she does her meeting, she said, you won't be bored, will you, driving around? And I said, well, have you ever watched Top Gear? The idea of driving around for an hour in the sunshine in a huge pickup truck. I mean, this is it's a boy thing. So that was funny. Now it's a bit sadder. I've just turned off the main road and I'm just driving through Egania. And on the corner is I'm behaving erratically as far as the driver's concerned because I'm not just keeping going. I don't know whether that was a four-way stop or not. But anyway, I stopped, but someone let me go past. Yeah, on the corner is a smashed house. It's still not rebuilt. It's got holes in the roof, and the panelling is all coming off it. A bit further on, Andre is the cross street. And I can see on the right-hand side a property where the roof has been kind of not really patched up at all. It's kind of hanging off the end of the building. It's obviously still being lived in. The other thing as well is a lot of the buildings have these spray-painted cross marks. It's kind of like a cross. And then in each quadrant, there is some writing, a number. I'm turning down a street now where property on the left here is just destroyed. Yeah, I was telling you about these crosses that they put on things. The people who did the inspection, so the Florida National Guard have a particular thing, they put F-13 on, and then So that's who did the inspection. So DEA, you see a lot of them, Drug Enforcement Agency. You also see TFW, the sort of what's wrong with the property. So TFW, for example, is toxic flood water. And whether the property was entered. And there's a number as well sometimes. And the number is the number of bodies recovered from the property. And in some districts, in some communities, they've left them. But although the properties have been renovated and redone. No, I'm just on a railway crossing there. Although they've been renovated and redone, they've painted round the markings. And you see it quite often. And Laura told me how to read the code. Obviously, as far as the numbers are concerned, zero is good. And some buildings have multiple markings on them at different heights, because they were inspected, you know, at the height of the flooding, and of course by someone in a boat, and they sprayed on their markings high up, and then they were subsequently inspected. So I'm looking at one now. There's the date, 9/22, and FL2, which I think is the Florida National Guard, and a zero in the bottom quadrant, which means no bodies, no dead people in there. And it's interesting to see that some people have not painted them out. And this is an area where now I'm more deeply into the lower ninth and passing an abandoned house. Some of them are partly rebuilt. People have started to rebuild them and run out of money, or now there's one. DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency, a cross and a zero. So that's good. So people have started to rebuild them, and they've kind of run out of money and just stopped, or and some of them are obviously abandoned. Laura says she thinks it might take 20 years. And the thing that's interesting and touching about New Orleans is the sense of local community that appears to be here. And the other thing that's interesting is I'm driving down. I've just seen Royal Street. Okay, now Royal Street is a big wow. I think I need to turn around. There's a big ship above the level of the. We're below sea level here. Completely. I've just seen a massive ship. I'm going to turn around and go and have a look. Yeah, so I'm turning into Royal Street now. Now, Royal Street was a street I was in Central. It's a continuation of a street I was in Central New Orleans yesterday in the French Quarter, which collapsed houses. And then next door, there's a really nice restored one that looks lovely. It's very strange. And I'm next to three new properties now that have been rebuilt on existing plots. Top of two stories, quite modern looking. Weatherboarded, painted nice colours. The Global Greenhouse, the Holy Cross Project Visitor Centre. And you can go and have a look there. Right, well, I'm going to pull up and finish off this boot and cue it, and then I might get out of the car. Let's see if I can stop somewhere. I'm breaking my self-imposed rule about not letting the audio booze waffle on, because this is nearly 10 minutes, but hey, special circumstances, yeah?